Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. God loves you. It doesn't matter what is happening in your life. It doesn't matter. If you were coming here with sadness, with worries, with challenges, by now I believe that God has touched you in a very special way. Amen. Because we cannot worship the Lord and be His presence and will not be touched by Him. Jesus is not like me or you. He is God and He is love. He is mercy and His compassion. That is Jesus. So if you believe tonight, I know Jesus has forgiven us our sins. He has forgiven you and He has forgiven me. I am a sinner like you, and you are equally a sinner. And that is why we are here. We are here because we know that we are weak. We are a fallen nature, and that we need to be in the presence of God for Him to lift us up, to give us power, to give us victory over our enemy. That is sin. That is why we are here. So if you are here and you see yourself to be holy, this is not your place, because this place is for sinners, that Jesus will cleanse them. He will purge us. He will wash us clean by means of the blood that He shed on Calvary. That is why we are here. He is not only going to do that, but He will also heal us and break all the chains and all the yokes. That is why we are here. Amen. That is why we are here. Amen. Right from the beginning of the Eucharistic celebration up to this time, at least, I believe and I know that God has touched us individually. God is doing something in our lives. Amen. And God will reveal His glory to us if we open up to Him. I'm reading from Isaiah 52, verses 13 through 53. The Lord says, "My servant will succeed in his task and will be highly honored. Many people were shocked when they saw him. He was so disfigured that he hardly looked human. But now many nations will marvel at him, and kings will be speechless with amazement. They will see and understand something they had never known." The people replied, "Who will have believed what we now report? Who could have seen the Lord's hand in this? It was the will of the Lord that his servant should grow like a plant taking root in dry ground. He had no dignity or beauty to make us take notice of him. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing that would draw us to him. We despair him and reject him. He endures suffering and pain. No one will even look at him. We ignore him as if he were nothing. But he endured the suffering that should have been ours, the pain that we should have borne. All the while, we thought that his suffering was punishment sent by God. But because of our sins, he was wounded, beaten because of the evil we did. We are healed by his punishment. He suffered, made whole by the blows he received. All of us were like sheep that were lost, each of us going his own way. But the Lord made the punishment fall on him, the punishment all of us deserved. He was treated harshly, but endured it humbly. He never said a word. Like a lamb about to be slaughtered, like a sheep about to be shed, he never said a word. He was arrested and sentenced and led off to die. And no one cared about his fate. He was put to death for the sins of our people. He was placed in a grave with the wicked. He was buried with the rich, even though he had never committed a crime or ever told a lie. The Lord says, it was my will that he should suffer. His death was a sacrifice to bring forgiveness. And so he will see his descendants. He will live a long life. And through him, my purpose will succeed. After a life of suffering, he will again have joy. He will know that he did not suffer in vain. My devoted servant with whom I am pleased, will bear the punishment of many, and for his sake I will forgive them. And so I will give him a place of honor, a place among the great and powerful. He willingly gave his life and shared his fate of evil men. He took the place of many sinners and prayed that they might be forgiven. Praise the Lord. As I was talking about Jesus, I want you to know, many of us are here tonight to worship God, if not because of one or two things. I would not be here standing before you, talking to you, if something did not happen in my life. Something happened and drew me closer to God. I came to God through sickness, and I believe you are here because you are sick or something else. And the Lord is saying that what happened to Jesus, it was not that Jesus was a sinner. It is not that because we are too sinful, that is why sometimes we are sick. No, but sometimes some of us are like donkeys. We are like wild horses. We are like wild cows. Look, unless they push, you will not move. Some of us are like wheelbarrows. Unless somebody pushes you, you won't move. Some of us are drifting away from God. You far away from God. God uses the situation to draw you here tonight. Amen. And he draw you here tonight to heal you and to let you know that he loves you. He cares for you. That is why he has brought you. Many times when we are sick, we start moving from one clinic to the other. Moving from one malam to the other. From one juju man to the other. And they will tell you that the sickness is from this person. This person has caused it. And you started creating enemies for yourself. But when all these things fail you, where do you go? You come back to God. And God will reveal to you that he loves you. And he's ready to do what? To heal you. So tonight, I want to assure you, if you are here because of a problem, you will not go back with that problem. You won't go back. It is not me who is saying, it's Jesus that have assured us. He said, wherever two or three are gathered in his name, he is there in their midst. And that whatever we ask in his name, it shall be given to us. Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you from the clutches of the devil. That is why he came to this world. He said he came because he wants to heal. He wants to deliver. He wants to give you all your needs. You know, St. Paul says that my God shall supply you all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Many times when we read this quotation in Philippians 4:19, do you know what we do? We start thinking about material riches. When he says your needs, what are your needs? Is it money? That is not what God is talking. He's talking about your salvation. God is talking about your salvation and not your material riches. That is not what God is talking about. What God is saying, St. Paul is talking about in Philippians 4:19 is that our God shall supply us all our healing and deliverance tonight. If you are healed and you have the strength, you can gather the rest. Everything will come automatically when you are strong. If you are sick, all your money will go into your sickness. All your money will go into drugs. But if you are healed, you will save your money. You will make good use of your money. And so, God will supply. And God, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God and the rest shall be what? Added unto you. Automatically, as you seek the presence of God, as you seek the face of God, as you want to commit yourself to God, God will automatically supply you. Look, God knows that you are not an angel. He knows that you are not a spirit. You are a spirit being, he knows, but you are an embodied being living in this world. He knows, and that he knows that this flesh has to be covered. He needs shelter. He needs food. This flesh needs water. He needs clothing. God knows. And God said, I will supply all these things. But first, seek first me, God, who have created you. And the rest will be given to you. That is all that God is asking us to do. Simple thing. And yet we cannot do it. You know, tonight, one thing I want us to do is, just ask the Holy Spirit to help you tonight. If there is somebody you cannot forgive, you see, sometimes it's not that Jesus does not want to heal. It's simply that you are not ready for healing. Jesus said, if you are going to offer a sacrifice and you realize that you have a problem with somebody, leave the sacrifice there and go and reconcile with that person and come back. You are here, you want God's mercy and compassion to touch you in a very special way. But here you are not ready to forgive somebody. How will it flow through you? How will it happen? Amen. So number one, just think about it, even as we are inside here. If you cannot forgive, ask Jesus to help you forgive. Ask him to do that for you. I personally know that it is not easy to forgive. But I also know it is very easy to forgive. If you tap onto the source of forgiveness, it's very easy. But you know, many times we pray for many other things, but we neglect these things. That's one of our healings. The first healing, God should heal our hearts so that we will be in a position to forgive others. God should heal our hearts and plant love and generosity so that we'll be able to stretch a hand of healing, a generous hand, onto another person. Praise the Lord. Tonight, many of us, you see, as Christians, don't ask Jesus for anything. So I want us to pray tonight. When that day comes, you will not ask me for anything. I am telling you the truth. The Father will give you whatever you ask him for in my name. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your happiness may be complete. Amen. I want to assure you tonight, if you will ask in the name of Jesus from the bottom of your heart, you will receive tonight. And so I want to assure you that a day is coming when the pray for me will be over. A day is coming because every Christian will have to take a stand to claim your inheritance. You cannot go to somebody to pray for you. How many times will you be going to people to pray for you? How many times? All the time they should pray for you. All the time you won't pray for me. What are you also doing for yourself? What are you doing? So tonight, you will pray for yourself. And you will break the chains and yokes. Set your heart. If you cannot forgive, tell the Lord, I command the spirit of unforgiveness to leave me. I command the spirit of doubt to go. I command that yoke, that chain, I break it in Jesus' name. Do that yourself and see whether you will be healed, whether you will be delivered or not. A brother and sister among us here who will support. In case anything is happening to you, they will rally around, they will help you. Amen. If the enemy wants to throw you down, they will come around and support you. But I want you to do the work yourself, because that power is given to all of us. The power is in our hands. That all of us should fight the enemy, stand our grounds, and face him boot by boot, eyeball to eyeball. Because the power is in us. Why is that all the time you want somebody to be praying for you? Somebody to lay hands on you? When you know that when you also pray, God listens. God listens. Do you know that sometimes some of you, your prayers are fast track in heaven, then the people you claim that they have power to do something for you? Amen. Do you know that? I am telling you.